New legislation to support Iranians imprisoned outside of Iran. According to Iranian Foreign Ministry officials, there are around 4 million Iranians living outside of the country, out of which less than 1%, 3,300, are imprisoned in different countries. These are prisoners that have reported their status to Iranian embassies. Officials say that Turkey, United Arab Emirates, and Iraq are countries with most Iranian prisoners.
The parliament ratified Protection of Iranians Outside of Iran Act to protect the rights of Iranians, especially those imprisoned, not for crimes, but for their political belief. There are Iranians imprisoned just because they are in line with Iranian revolution and support it not only in the United States, but in Malaysia, Turkey, Germany, and other countries. Now the government must act more diligently and report to us.
Officials say some Iranians are imprisoned for political issues, such as acting against unilateral sanctions imposed by the West against Iran. Shahrzad Mirqoli Khan was imprisoned in the United States for 58 months for political issues she says were committed by her former husband. She stated that she was already tried and charged in Vienna by U.S. authorities.
I would go to International Court of Justice, and then outside America is the place that I can prove that it was a double jeopardy case. And they had, they couldn't do that, and they are violating actually human rights because they got the power in the country.
2 years ago, approximately 700, 1 year ago, 600, and in this year, from the beginning day of this year until now, we could freed about 600 Iranians from the prison.
Iran has bilateral agreements with Turkey, Syria, Thailand, Azerbaijan, and Afghanistan to transfer Iranian prisoners so they can serve their sentence inside the country. Tajikistan, Algeria, Ukraine, Kuwait, and India have signed similar agreements with Iran, yet the agreements have not yet become effective. Iranian officials say that the majority of Iranians imprisoned outside of the country are under 30 years old, and in many cases, them not being aware of the target country's rules and regulations has led to their conviction. Arash Khalapari, Press TV, Tehran.